This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Time was, well, just a couple of years ago, actually, that relations between the president of France and the German chancellor were so close they had a special nickname. Anybody remember Merkozy, Angela Merkel and Nicolas Sarkozy? Sarkozy left office a year ago, though, and ever since François Hollande took over, a distinct chill has befallen Europe's most important relationship. From the European desk, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Think of the Franco-German relationship as a bicycle made for two.
Je m'en allais chercher des oies du côté de Fouilly-les-Oies, la bicyclette.
Given their long love affair with cycling, the French once relished the metaphor, two countries on a tandem driving the European Union. But lately there's been a problem.
The question of the tandem is, who is steering?
German analyst Heinz Schulte says the French won't take the back seat, but they should.
Either the French return to the Franco-German tandem, with the Germans now in the driving seat, or France will no longer be a major player.
He says the Germans are fed up with the French for not pulling their weight in the tandem. French analyst Dominique Moisy says the Germans have a point.
Germany feels that France doesn't do what should be done in terms of pedaling.
France has not delivered what its fellow cyclist feels is necessary, budget cuts and radical labour market reforms. Instead of raising the age of retirement like the Germans, the French have lowered it. But that, says Laura Slimani of the ruling French Socialist Party, was what François Hollande was elected to do, to fight austerity in Europe.
The policy that's being pushed by Angela Merkel and conservatives in Europe leads to more unemployment, more debt, and to people getting poorer and poorer, especially in southern countries.
A draft document from the French Socialist Party accused the German leader of selfish intransigence. The document was later withdrawn, but Laura Slimani agrees with that wording.
Maybe the words were strong, but I would say they were actually showing a reality.
But Merkel has been lightening up. France and Spain have just been given two more years to get their budget deficits down to 3%. And Constanze Stelzenmüller of the German Marshall Fund for the US in Berlin says Merkel hasn't only been pushing for austerity.
It's about structural reforms to national markets and in particular labour and services markets to enable growth.
She says President Hollande clearly faces strong opposition from the left wing of his party, which might explain the attacks on Merkel.
Blaming the Germans is a nice way of getting off the hook for being unable to perform these reforms.
Nevertheless, this is not some trivial spat, says Dominique Moisy, but a serious mechanical failure.
The tandem is working imperfectly, and the European machine does not progress.
And you will look sweet.
Unless the EU's top two riders get back in the saddle soon, he says, Europe's economy will run out of road. At the European desk in London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.